It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, my old friend Jason Roop is back with us, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the Spring Story public relations firm. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's so nice to see the sun out. And I enjoyed hearing the lieutenant governor. That was a surprise to hear him this morning. And, you know, even wherever you stand, I think it's always great to hear, to learn more about people and how they'll answer questions and what the issues are going to be, how that debate will shape up. And, yeah, I mean, it's fantastic that he comes on the air to,
you know, there's
to
some
open
people
himself
get,
up.
Some people get mad at me whenever I have a Democrat on, and I'm not scared of Democrats. I'm happy to talk with you. I think that's kind of the civilized way for us to go forward in the country, and that's what I'd like to do. But anyway.
More information
I saw
better.
There's a new president at University of Richmond now.
This is my alma mater, so that was good to see. You know, they've had a search underway, and the previous president, Ronald Crutcher, had you know, said that he was heading out, and he stayed for, I think, for an extra year after he had planned to be there to help with COVID and all those things. Because, you know, the University of Richmond opened back up, and they have done very well with how they handled COVID. Unlike a lot of the universities, they really spent a lot of money to put safeguards in place. They had rules around campus and came out very well. But anyway, Mr. President Crutcher is out of here. He and his wife are going to Berlin for a year. You know, in the academic world, you get these sabbatical things that you get to go, you know, go somewhere else for a while, and it's a quote sabbatical, not a vacation. But no, he will be studying.
Yeah. Will he come back and teach?
Yeah, he's supposed to come back and teach and be around. Yes, and University of Richmond, you know, is old. I mean, it was founded in 1830, and they've only had 10 presidents. So it's remarkable. You know, most have been there for long stretches. There was one that was there for a little bit of a blink, and they don't talk about him much. But Kevin Hallock is the new president. He'll start this fall, and he's from Cornell University, where he's dean of the business college. He graduated from University of Massachusetts at Amherst and has his master's and PhD from Princeton. So he'll be starting up, and he'll also be, you know, he'll have ties to the business school and the leadership school at University of Richmond. He's an economist, and so we'll see what he brings to the table.
Well, we put in a request to talk to him on the air. If you have any pull over there, tell him that we'd like to have him come on and talk about his impressions before he even arrives as the president at University of Richmond.
Yeah,
what about
I'll
this casino situation in the city? I'm surprised this isn't being reported more. How many proposals do we have out there now?
Well, there's six now, and I had asked a while back, when are we going to see this debate come forth and really take hold in the public discourse? And I know you've been talking about it a little bit, and I think it's starting to happen now. So I know that some local public and national public relations firms that represent these different casinos are reaching out to Richmond media to say, hey, how are you? You know, what do you have coming up on this topic? They're doing that. If anybody's on the Nextdoor app, which is where you find a lot of different discussions, if people are unfamiliar with that, in the local neighborhoods.
I'm on it, and it's all these ladies in my neighborhood who complain about the dogs taking a, well, you know.
It's wild. You can see anything on there, yeah.
So there's real stuff, and then there's nitty-gritty stuff like, why are you complaining? Don't you have a husband to complain to? But anyway.
It does go on and on.
Anyway.
So you can find very interesting topics there. I know. So that's where I'm seeing also a lot of the local discussions start to happen. The city council members are going to have meetings. In my neighborhood, there's a casino proposed. So, of course, the neighbors are talking a lot about that and trying to find answers. And the process is really starting up. this coming week. City's going to have meetings. There's going to be a site where you can watch video proposals from the different casinos March 23rd through April 4th. And then the City Council Commission is supposed to present its report April 8th. So there's not a lot of time if you have thoughts on not necessarily whether you want a casino, but if you have thoughts
which
on
one.
Which one you need to be weighing in. Now, it's not too late to fight against it, a casino as well, but this is the process they're in. And then they'll make a recommendation in May or June, and then this will be on the ballot in November. And if people vote no, that's that. You know, we won't have a casino. In the meantime, we're going to have this big discussion about which of these proposals would be best.
Yeah. Well, they sure make it look good, the pictures that they've been putting out with swimming pools high up in the sky and stuff. I mean, they look pretty impressive. I just wonder what it's going to be like back on the ground, you know.
It's going to be lots of shiny stuff, and it doesn't help the case that we're seeing these come up in other localities. They're going to be breaking ground on these. I think in the Portsmouth area, I think they said, they're breaking ground, and we'll have one open by, you know, in a couple of years. So, or two in that area, really.
Yeah. Real quick, Historic Garden Week is going to happen this year because, you know, I think they had to pull the plug on everything last year. And I was going to do a read on the road from one of the fancy old historic homes, and then we just couldn't do it.
Yeah, they're back. They've been doing this for 100 years. Last year was an issue, of course, and Historic Garden Week is coming back April 17th through 24th. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to all these spring things. They're going to have the change this year is that while they will be back, the focus is going to be on outdoor gardens.
Yeah.
And in Richmond, Hampton Gardens, Churchill, and Monument Avenue are on tap. And then, of course, these are happening across Virginia, so it's a great time if you want to travel a little bit. And, you know, speaking of the spring, I'm not sure if you all have reported, but, baseball is
right.
This is typically baseball season, and the Richmond Flying Squirrels have set their opening day for May 4th. So
awesome.
There's some things to look forward to.
Putting it on the calendar. That's great. Jason Roop, former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Thanks, Jason. Have a great weekend.
You too. Good talking to you, John.
Okay.